Hello, everyone. Hello, MKCCC.
Hello, Wigan. Hello, MKCCC.
It actually feels like a very, very long time since I've seen all of you.
好像很久没有看到大家了。
We miss actually worshipping in the same building with you in Stansbury, because even though we don't have the same service, we still feel like we can see each other.
我很怀念跟你们在同一栋建筑物里面, 崇拜的日子, 虽然我们不同在同一个房间, 但是感觉跟大家同在。
But it feels like actually, I think Crossway, we haven't seen you guys since almost February or March.
我们, Crossway, 自从2月还是3月开始, 都大家没有, 真正的见过面了。
So I think most people here know who I am, but if you don't know who I am, I'm just going to quickly introduce myself.
我想大部分人都知道我是谁,假如你不认识我是谁的话,我就简单的做一个自我介绍吧。
I'm currently the pastoral worker at Crossway, which is the service that we run for the English-speaking youth in MKCCC.
我在 华人基督教会里面, Milton Keynes 华人基督教会里面的 Crossway 英语崇拜里面服侍。
Before I go into the sermon today, I just want to just give you a quick update with how Crossway has been since lockdown has started.
在进入崇拜之前,我想跟大家分享一下,自从这个疫情,我们大家都没有来往之后,Crossway的情形是怎么样的?
Actually, before the lockdown started, I was very, very worried that we had to move everything online.
在疫情发生之初,我就... 很担心啊,那究竟我们的Crossway的崇拜会怎么样进行呢?
Because I know for the young people, meeting together physically is actually very, very important for their relationship building and to be a church together.
因为对于青少年人来说,能够真的有肢体的交往是很重要的一件事情。
But I'm actually extremely thankful to God that he's been very gracious and the transition has been very, very smooth.
但是很感谢神的,虽然我们没有真实的肢体交往,但是大家的联络还是很紧密的。
It's allowed us to reflect on the way we do service, the way we do our church together in Crossway.
这个反映在我们的这个英语崇拜的那个上面。
And actually we've got a new style which actually allows them to actually pray a lot more together, and they've actually bonded more because of this sort of style of service that we've been doing during lockdown.
自从我们那个英语崇拜做网上崇拜之后,我们仿佛人数增加了,我们的那个祈祷啊,各项的侍奉都好像进行得更紧密更多了。So
we thank that even though this time of lockdown we might think it would divide us, actually it's given us the opportunity to strengthen our relationships with each other in Crossway.
仿佛我们之间的联系跟大家的关系更好了。
So we thank you for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us because it's still very uncertain. And we'll always pray for you at MKCCC as well during this time.
请大家继续为我们英语崇拜Crossway祷告,正如我们也为你们祷告一样。
But I know this Sunday is part of your mission week.
我知道这个星期日是你们的差传主日。
And so today my message is focusing on Acts chapter 10, verse 23 to 48.
所以今天我的讲题就环绕着那个《使徒行传》第10章23到48节。
If you have your Bibles, do keep that open, but we will also put some of the verses up, but it might be easier if you have your own Bible next to you.
假如你们有圣经的,就请大家打开你们圣经啊。
And the main question that today's passage is going to ask us is, as a Christian or as a church, how can we be better at reaching out to those who are different to us?
今天我给大家第一个问题就是作为一个教会的团体,我们如何对一些其他的不同的人,我们怎么样跟他们传福音?
Those people who come from maybe a different culture or a different background, how can we be better at sharing God's love and God's word with these people?
对于那些不同文化背景的人,我们如何把神的爱跟神的福音跟他们分享呢?
Because that's what real mission actually means.
这就是我们真正的需要进行的一个使命。
And it's also a very, very important thing to be thinking about, because if you actually watch the news,
还有一个更重要的，就是我们真的要知道那个新闻。
Actually, everywhere we see the world is becoming more and more divided.
我们看到世界上的那些民族，好像他们越来越分裂了。
We read about Brexit. UK wants to separate from the EU.
比如说我们英国真的要脱欧。
In America, Trump wants to build the wall to separate Mexico from the United States.
在美国呢，美国人跟那个墨西哥的也分开来了。
In Hong Kong, the relationship between the Chinese government and the Hong Kong people is the worst it has been for many decades now.
在香港那个香港人跟国内的人呢，好像这么久以来最近的关系的是最恶劣的。
Actually, the recent death of George Floyd, if you read in the news, has shown actually there's still a lot of racism in the Western world.
在西方国家里面呢，还有一些民族之间的那个彼此的那个分裂。
And so we always think that in the 21st century we've made a lot of progress, that actually we're more united than before.
我们以为在二十一世纪的时候我们应该比以前呢更进步，交流更密切。
But the recent events have shown actually we're becoming more and more divided all the time with the people who are not like us.
但事实上原来有很多跟我们不同。
And as a Christian, we ask God, how can you heal this situation? How can we bring change to this situation?
作为基督徒，我们问上帝，我们怎么样去改善这种环境的这种状况呢？
Well, I think we ask that God looks back at us at the church and says, well, actually, you are the starting point for all of this.
那我们问神了，是否教会就是做一个改善的一个起点呢？
We as his people are called to live in a way of reconciliation and peace and to show the rest of the world how to live.
作为神的子民，我们应该是把这种和善的那个和平相处的这种力量从我们身上传达出去。
And that is why it's so important that we learn how to reach out to the people who are different to us.
所以我们应该跟那些跟我们不同文化背景的人，跟我们不同种族的人，我们应该怎么样向他们传福音？
But it is something we need to work on, because if you look at many of the churches around today,
那是我们看看我们身边的今天教会里面的一些人。
Actually, we're still very, very divided and exclusive as well.
其实也有一些大家有不同意见的，有分类的一种情形发生。
And if people aren't from the culture or similar to the people in this church, they might find it very hard to be part of our community.
对于那些跟我们不同文化背景人，我们觉得跟他们交流是有点困难的。
And so today, Acts 10 will remind us why we need to preach and do mission to our neighbors who are different to us.
今天我们讲到这段经文，就告诉我们，我们为什么要对一些不同文化背景的人传福音是那么重要的。
As we improve in this area, then we can show the whole world how to actually heal and reconcile to one another.
我们要学习怎么样去跟不同种族的人如何跟他们和平相处，跟他们传福音的时候。
And so today's talk, I want to make four main points.
关于这个我有四个重点。
The first point is God shows no favoritism.
首先是神对于每一个种族都是有同样的爱。
Second point is we are called to remove our prejudice.
另外第二点就是我们要把我们那个成见挪开。
We are called, number three, we're called to step out our comfort zone.
第三点，我们要离开我们那个安乐窝。
And then number four, we are to appreciate our common humanity.
第四点，我们要把所有人都看着同一种平等的看待。
Okay, I'm going to try to keep this as short as possible because I know it's hard to listen to Zoom sermons and it's even longer because it's being translated.
今天我把我的讲道的内容尽量的简单化，尽量的缩短。
So
因为要翻译是比较长的。
So sorry if it's a bit long, but I'll try and keep it short.
我尽量把它说的越短越好啊。
Before we go into Acts 10, we need to understand the story that's been happening here.
在我们进入讲道之前，首先我们要明白这个故事的背景。
And today's verse basically describes a very unlikely conversation with two very unlikely conversation partners.
这个里面讲到的那两种人啊，他们基本上是跟着谈不拢的。
On the one hand, you have Peter, who was a Jew, Jesus' disciple.Perhaps the most important leader in the church at this moment in time.
首先呢，彼得他是神那个耶稣的门徒，他也是一个犹太人。
On the other side, you have Cornelius, who was a Gentile Roman soldier, a high-ranking soldier who commands many troops himself.
另一方面呢，哥尼流他是一个外邦人，他也是一个军队里面的一个将军啊，他。他是拥有那个什么军事力量的。
Now, if you understand the situation, these two people should be nowhere near each other, let alone in the same house talking to each other.
所以我们看他们两个人根本就不可能在同一个屋檐下谈话了。
The reason for this, well, Peter's a Jew, Cornelius is a Gentile, a non-Jew.
彼得是犹太人而哥利流啊是一个外邦人，不是犹太人。
We often read about the relationship between the Greeks and the Gentiles, but I don't think we realize the level of hatred that these two groups had for each other.
我们知道希腊人跟那个外邦人啊，他们是几乎是势不两立的。
For the Jews, the Gentiles were an unclean people, and we're not just talking about unhygienic at this moment, but like a lower level of human being.
犹太人会认为那个外邦人啊，他们是跟他们是不同一个等级的，不是说他们身体不洁净，而是说他们的等级呢会比犹太人低一点。
The Jewish people wish the Gentiles didn't even exist at all. In fact, if you're a Jewish midwife, if you saw a Gentile woman going into labor, you were not allowed to help her deliver her baby, because you were then bringing another Gentile into the world, and that was a sin.
在那个当时来说呢，那个犹太人啊，就算他一个那个，一个帮人家接生的妇人啊，跟看到一个外邦人的妇女啊，要生产的时候，他们也不会帮他接生的，因为他不想把另外一个外邦人带进这个世界里。
So it's remarkable that Peter is sat here with Cornelius.
所以呢，你看彼得跟那哥利流有交往呢，实在是一件很特殊的事情。
Enough, if that's not enough, Cornelius was also a centurion, a Roman soldier.
不单只是因为哥利流是一个罗马的那个士兵。
As a Jew, you hated the Gentiles already, but of all the Gentiles, you hated the Roman soldiers the most.
当时犹太人不单只是憎恨爱外邦人，也憎恨那些他们的军队，罗马的军队。
The Roman soldiers were a reminder of how these unclean people were occupying your land, colonizing your land and taking away your freedom and killing your friends.
因为罗马的军队啊，他们占据了他们的地方，也对他们呢很不好。
Yeah, I say again, how has it come to be that they can sit together and talk to each other?
所以呢？怎么可能他们两个人可以坐在一起谈话呢？
Long story short, God was already starting the work of bringing down the cultural barriers between the Gentiles and the Jews.
长话短说，上帝已经把他们之间的那屏障啊挪开了。
And God picked these two people to start that work.
上帝就把这两个人呢作为一个挪开屏障的一个开始。
Just in the previous chapter, God gives Peter a vision one afternoon.Whilst he's staying at a friend's house.
就有一个下午，那就上帝把这个使命呢交托给彼得。
And Paul, Peter receives a vision, and he has a vision of a sheet with many different animals on this sheet.
彼得呢，当时就接受了这个使命，就像一个野兽在那个羊群里面一样。
And God's voice then caused Peter to kill the animals on that sheet and to eat them.
上帝的话语就叫彼得，你把那个野兽杀掉，然后就把它吃掉。But
Peter refuses, saying, "The animals on this sheet are not clean. They're not considered clean for Jewish standards."
但是彼得就拒绝，他说这个动物是不洁净的，是不可以吃的。But
then God's voice responds that, "No, these are now clean. Peter, kill and eat."
但是上帝告诉他，这些动物已经是洁净过的了，可以吃的。But
Peter still refuses, and this happens three times, and eventually the sheet is taken back up.
这个事情发生了三次，但是终于呢，那个食物就给收回天上去了。Now
many of us know this particular story quite well. We know that in this vision, it was actually God telling that the Gentiles are now clean and to be welcomed into the church.
大家知道，就是上帝告诉他，那个外邦人呢，也不是不洁净的。We
have to understand for Peter, the first one to experience his vision, he's going to be very, very confused. He's going to think, what on earth is going on? What's happening?
第一次，彼得看到这个异象的时候，他心里正在猜疑，究竟是什么意思呢？
So at that same moment, hundreds of miles away in Caesarea, God also speaks to Cornelius.
另外在很远的地方，上帝也对哥尼流来讲话。And
in a voice, he tells Cornelius about Peter and asks Cornelius to invite Peter to his house.
上帝叫哥尼流去邀请彼得来。And
so he sends for Peter, and Peter agrees, and he comes to Cornelius' house.
然后呢，他来找彼得，彼得就接受他们邀请，就跟他们同去了。
At this point, he's still very confused. He's got a very, very strange vision, and now he's randomly invited to a centurion's house. What is going on?
彼得这时候还是觉得很犹豫，为什么会邀请我去一个外邦人的家里呢？
Well, as they sit down and then they share the stories of their experiences, it all makes sense for Peter in that moment.
但是当他进入他们的家里的时候，坐下来。 他就已经完全的接受了这个意象。And
it says in verse 34, this is what Peter says when he realizes what has happened. I'll read it out for us now. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right.
28节就说，他对着他们说，你们知道犹太人和别国人亲近来往，本是不合理的。 但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可当作熟而不洁净的。In
this moment, Peter realizes the Jews actually had misunderstood God all along.
这个时候呢，彼得就知道，他们已经误解了那个外邦人。Even
though God elected Israel to be His first covenant nation, this was so that they could welcome other nations into relationship with Him.
虽然 神是拣选了以色列人，但是神也同时的就没有说他不邀请其他人进入神的国度里。God
never loved Israel more than the Gentiles. He always loved all his people the same. He had no favorite nation. God was not racist.
上帝没有种族歧视，他爱所有的人，就不管他们是否外邦人。And
so it's a very simple first point, but we need to remind ourselves that God shows no favoritism. He is impartial.
这里提醒我们呢，上帝并没有任何的歧视，所以呢，所有人都是看作一样的、平等的，在神的眼光里。Whatever
ethnicity you are, whatever age you are, whatever gender you are, whatever social class you belong to, God loves all of you, all of us, the same.
无论你是什么种族、什么肤色、什么年纪、什么性别，上帝对你们都是一样的，一视同仁的。I
don't need to spend too much time on this point because I think most of us probably know this. Our God is good and He loves all people the same.
在这一点方面，我不用花太多的唇舌，我们都知道神是爱我们的，uh, 都是爱所有的人的。
The challenge is actually for us, that if we are his people, do we have the same attitude when we look at everyone else?
那这个对我们来说是个挑战啊，我们对其他人是否真的做到这一点呢？
I think as I shared in the introduction, I think too often we do not copy God, we do have our own favorites.
我知道我们其实心里面也是有些偏爱的，偏好的。
So in this passage, actually gives us a few tips on how to address this favoritism, this bias that we have.
所以这段经文的对我们是一个提醒啊，我们如何把这种偏见挪走。
And it's our first point, and it is we need to be aware of our prejudices and biases first.
所以第一点呢，就是说我们要如何把我们的偏见成见挪走。
If you read in verse 28, and I'll read it out for us again, when Peter first meets Cornelius, he says, God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean.
我重新再读一遍28节，就说就对他们说，你们知道犹太人和别国人亲近来往本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作熟而不洁净的。
One of the first things Peter realizes is this idea of the Gentiles being a lesser human being actually had no truth or godly basis.
从这一点看呢，就是无论他是外邦人还是什么人都是他们都是不能看作熟而不洁净的。
I think this is a very clear reminder that there's a human tendency where we use man-made systems or filters to look at all people and then to judge them and to categorize them.
这一点对我们提示很重要，就是我们对任何人都不应该根据他的肤色或者他的那个民族背景呢来有一个特别的看法。
Even as Christians, we absorb these and we use these filters and prejudices.
作为基督徒，有时候我们也会有对人家也戴着有色眼镜去看的。
And let me just list a few very obvious ones.
我告诉大家一些比较明显的一个例子。
I talked about race already, but I just want to just expand on it very quickly. As Chinese, we are quite a proud race.
作为中国人呢，我们都对我们的民族很感到骄傲的。
The key is our name, Zhong, like middle. We are in the center of the world.
就以中国人这个中字为例呢，就是我们是站在那个世界宇宙的中间的。
So often I think we look at black people, Indian people, or white people and see them as lower to us and not worth us investing too much time in them.
所以我们看其他的民族，比如说印度人啊等等，我们就把它看得比我们都稍微低一点的。
And even within Chinese culture, we know we do the same thing. Cantonese and Mandarin, we actually categorize and judge each other.
就作为中国人，我们的语言方面讲普通话的跟讲粤语的，我们之间也有一些鸿沟，对吧？
So often we use these lenses or prejudices to judge and decide whether this person is worth my time or not.
那我们就会用这个作为究竟这个人值得我花时间跟他交往吗？作为一个这样的判别。
And we don't just do it with race, we do it with age as well, I think. Younger people often see older people and think, these older people, they are stuck in their ways, they're too slow, they're irrelevant, and we don't try and have a relationship with them.
作为人，我们人与人之间的交往，有时候我们根据年纪啊，根据他的那个语言啊，我们都会有一个区分的。
Well, equally, older people can look at younger people and think, you are naive, you're irresponsible. Again, I want to keep my distance from you.
年长的人呢，可能看那个年轻的人呢，就觉得他们是太天真了所以呢，就会跟他们保持距离了。
What about class? I think class is a big filter or a lens that we use as well. Are you working class or are you middle class?
假如用阶级来区分的话呢，就更明显了。讲你是否工人阶级还是什么？
Is your job like a labor job, like a takeaway job, or are you a doctor, are you a lawyer, are you a businessman?
我们看他的职业来区分，就是他是一个医生啦、博士啦，是什么商人啊，还是一个当做外卖的。
I think All too often we use these man-made labels to decide whether someone is worth our time, worth our mission or not.
我们有时候就用这个来作为一个标签来区分究竟这个人值得我花时间跟他交往，跟向他传福音吗？
So one of the first things we need to do is actually need to recognize these filters, these prejudices first, and train ourselves not to be controlled by them.
首先我们要知道有这种的那个成见的存在，我们就想办法不要被这个成见所束缚住。
If God dropped a sheet down for you like he did for Peter, who would be on your sheet?
假如上帝会这样把那个使命交托给彼得，那上帝交托给你的使命又是什么呢？
Are there some people you walk past on the street or some people in your church that you just know you're not interested, you're reluctant to reach out and talk to these people?
会不会当在教会里面你遇到一些你对他不感兴趣的人，你就把他往往的就忽悠掉了？
Well, maybe this week is a good time to think. If there is a person you can think of that you know you try to avoid, ask yourself, is it because of some sort of prejudice that you have against him?
这时候我们应该反省一下，究竟我们有没有被这种成见所控制了，所以我们就错过了很多向不同类型的人传福音的机会呢？So
that's our first tip on how to do mission to people who are different. But second tip is that God also asks us to step out of our comfort zone.
刚才我讲的是第一个的那个提醒，那第二个提醒是我们如何踏出我们那个安乐的区域呢？
We can only reach out to the people who are different to us if we step out our own cultural comfort zone first.
首先我们要从我们自己的那个文化的那个领域的那个安乐领域呢踏出去。
This story we read about Peter, Peter could have received this vision, but it could have led to nothing if Peter did not step out and go to Cornelius's house first.
假如是彼得他没有接受他们邀请，他没有去到那个哥尼流的家里的话，那这个使命就不能达成了。In
a similar way, this whole thing could have led to nothing if Cornelius did not step out of his comfort zone and invite Peter, a Jew, to his house as well.
同样的，假如哥尼流没有去邀他出他的那个安乐的区域，跑去邀请彼得的话，那这事情也不能成就。It is because both
of these guys stepped out of their comfort zone and reached out that then any sort of reconciliation between Jews and Gentiles could begin.
所以呢，这事情之所以能够成就，是因为他们彼得跟哥利流两个人，他们都从自己那个安乐的区域踏出去了，所以这能够有这个交流的机会。And
that's the same for us today. If we want to share God's love and God's word with all people, not just our own kind, then we need to take the risk and step out of our comfort zone.
所以对我们来说同样的重要，就是我们要从自己那个安乐的区域踏出去。
It might mean putting ourselves in an environment or to put ourselves amongst people we're not familiar or comfortable with.
可能我们要去到一群人当中，这群人是我们觉得不容易接近的，或者我们感觉不舒服的，我们要去到他们当中。But
that's the only way in which this sort of mission can happen. It cannot happen passively. You have to be proactive to initiate contact.
假如我们要向他们主动的去接近的，我们才能够把这个事情去做成，因为我们要主动的，不是被动的。But
as we do this, I just want us to be aware of some of the trials we might face as we do this, so that we're not shocked when they may hit us.
我们首先要做一个心理准备，就是当这个事情有一天发生的时候，我们不要感到震惊。
Number one, when we reach out, it is possible the people from our own cultural group may reject us or make our life difficult.
首先第一点就是当我们去接近这些人的时候，我们可能受到拒绝的。In
verse 28, one of the first things Peter says when he enters Cornelius' home is, I'll read it out again, you are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile.
我再重复一次，二十八节里面所说的，犹太人和别国人亲近来往本是不合理的。
As Peter stepped into Cornelius's house, he knew at that moment he's going to risk his reputation amongst the Jews.
当彼得他进那个哥利流的家里的时候，他都知道，这已经是把他的那个人的名誉了做一个一个挑战了，就是可能会有损他的名誉。
He knew that he would take a lot of criticism from his own people for doing this. And if you read the later chapters, that's exactly what happens to him.
他知道啊，往后可能会遭受到他自己那个犹太人的很多的那些批评的。这个当然之后真的有发生了。
Despite this, Peter still reaches out.
但是呢，他已经不理了，不管了。
We're reminded that when we reach out to those who are different to us,We might not find support from our own cultural group or from our friends.
当我们呢去到进入这些人群的时候，我们知道可能我们得不到我们本身的认识的人啊，我们这些人的一些支持的。
They might not support us because they see us changing the culture that they're familiar with, and they might not like that.
他们可能会认为我们把自己的文化改变了，所以他们可能就因为这个原因不支持我们的这个改变。
In that moment, we might be tempted to stop reaching out.
所以呢，就会因此呢阻碍了我们去向外的那个向外的去传教了，外展了。
Another thing to watch out for as well.
另外一件事情影响我们的是
，as we reach out to these different people.The very people that we're trying to reach out to, they might reject us as well.
就是当我们向这些人传福音的时候，向他们伸出友谊之手的时候，我们可能会受到这些人的拒绝。
As a Gentile, Cornelius knew that many Jews already despised him or rejected him for being a Gentile.
作为哥尼流他一个外邦人，他知道其实他受到那个犹太人的很多的一些不重视的或者轻视的。
And so when Cornelius invited Peter to his home, Cornelius knew it was very likely, very possible that Peter would reject him.
所以当哥利流向彼得邀请的时候，他知道有可能彼得会拒绝他的。
But we are reminded that as we reach out to these different people, even though we are ready to have a relationship with them, they might not be willing to do the same still.
所以同样的，假如我们准备向一些不同种族人去传福音的时候，我们也可能会准备接受到他们那些拒绝的。
But if they reject us in this way, we mustn't let this fear of rejection to stop us from reaching out.
但是我们不要害怕被拒绝。
I think actually for a lot of Chinese people in this country, and this includes British-born Chinese like me, one of the reasons why we find it quite difficult to reach out to particularly English people is because we have experienced rejection or racism.From them before.
作为中国人或者是英国人也好，像我一样在英国长大的。
I remember,
当我们向一些外国人传福音的时候或者是外面的人传福音的时候，我们也会遭受到一些拒绝的。
I remember when I grew up in school, there were times where I was mocked or made fun for being Chinese.
在我读书的时候，我也曾经受到一些本地人的一些嘲讽。
There was a period where I went to an English church as well, and I remember I was ignored in that church, and I think I'm quite sure it was because I was Chinese.
尤其是当我进入那些英国人的教会里面去参加崇拜的时候，我也曾经遭受到冷淡，因为他们说认为我是一个中国人。
And over time, these experiences created a subconscious fear in me to relate to English people.
所以慢慢的就形成我们就对于跟他们交往了就有一些情绪上的一些隔离感了。
And I realized this very clearly one afternoon when I had to help with a Christian student event.
我记得有个下午我要帮助一些基督徒的年轻人的时候。
As part of this event, I was asked to hand out some flyers, some papers to invite people to join the event. I had to go on the streets and to hand out these flyers.
我在街上派那个单张邀请他们来参加我们那个活动。
I was on the street and two groups of people started to walk towards me.
当时街上有两群人啊，在看着我们。
The first group was a white English couple. They were walking towards me. They were closer to me.
有一群人就是一对的那个英国人的白人的白人的夫妇向我走近。
Behind them was a group of Chinese students.
在他们后面是一群中国的学生。
Now, as when the white couple came closer and closer to me,
当这对白人夫妇向我走的越来越近的时候，
I became more and more hesitant to the point that I hid the flyers behind my back.
我就把那些传单呢就收在我的那个背后。
I waited for them to pass, and then I got the flyers back out, and then approached the Chinese students.
我就等这对白人夫妇走过去之后，我才把那叠单张拿出来，就准备派给那些中国的学生们。
And later that day, I asked myself, why did I do that?
那之后我就问我自己，为什么我会这样做呢？
It just happened so naturally. I couldn't even control it.
就是很自然的发生了，我自己也不能控制我自己。
I realized I was scared not because they'll say no to the event.
我是担心他们对我说不吗？
I was scared because I was scared of being rejected as a Chinese again.
因为我担心作为一个中国人，我被拒绝。
Fear of cultural rejection can be a very, very strong emotion.
作为一个担心这个民种族歧视呢，是一个很强的一个力量。
If some of us have experienced it before, what it causes us to do quite often is to retreat back into our own culture where it's safe and just to stay there, not to come back out again.
为什么我会常常会躲在我们自己的那群民族当中而不去向外的去扩展呢？就是因为我们有这种的担心，有这种的恐惧。
But as we're reminded of Cornelius's example here, we have to be brave, even if we might get rejected.
但是看看哥尼流这个例子，我们就应该知道我们要勇敢起来了虽然我们会可能受到拒绝。
And let's remember that actually God understands this as well, and He's given us Jesus to cope with these situations.
因为上帝知道我们的这个想法，所以上帝呢也拿那个主耶稣基督作为我们一个那个好的榜样。
How does God understand well when Jesus prepared to enter the world as a human man?
你想想看，耶稣降生为人的时候，他也受到怎么样的对待呢？
He already knew that many people would reject him, even to the point of killing him.
他早就知道会受到很多人的拒绝甚至被他们杀害。
Yet even knowing this, Jesus still reached out. He still came into our world and entered our cultures.
虽然如此，耶稣还是来到我们这个世界上虽然他真的受到拒绝，受到伤害。
So if we ever struggle with this fear of cultural rejection, just remember Jesus, He understands this fear.
所以当我们有这种担心的时候，我们就想起耶稣他同样会曾经有过这种的那个担心，这种恐惧。
But He still encourages you to follow His example.
但是他仍然鼓励我们要跟随他跟随他这个榜样。
Because when we're doing this, we are truly being, as the word incarnational, we truly follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能这样做的时候，我们就证明我们真的是跟随着主耶稣的脚踪去做他属于我们做的事情。
But we know this is not an easy thing to do.
这就是我们应该做的事情。
So just a practical step, maybe start off very small.
虽然我们从一个很小的地方开始，但是已经是一个很好的开始了。
If there's certain people that you know you find hard to relate, maybe just start with a very short conversation with them.
我们可以从对一些不同种族人开始。
And if that goes well, then maybe offer to take them for a coffee or something.
你可以邀请他们一起喝咖啡等等从这个作为一个切入点。
And then if that goes well, then maybe invite them to a church event or to pray with them.
然后你可以邀请他们来参加教会的聚会为他们祷告。
Just start with small steps and build it up gradually.
慢慢的一步一步的建立起这种关系。
So remember, God calls us to be aware of our prejudices, but he calls us to step out of our cultural comfort zone as well.
上帝就把我们叫出去，要我们离开我们这个安乐的区域，走出去。
My last point is, why is it so important that we reach out? We talked about how to reach out, but I want to finish off, why is it so important?
我已经告诉大家怎么样去出去了，但是为什么我要这样走出去呢？
I used to study biology, and I remember one very interesting class is when we compared the DNA between humans of different ethnic groups.
我是学习生物学的，那我就曾经研究过人的DNA，那个不同的生物之间的DNA有什么不同。
You would think the DNA difference is quite big, because different cultures have very different skin color, hair texture, facial features, build, all these physical differences.
你可能认为不同肤色的人呢，他们呢，可能他们的DNA是有很大的不同吧。
But the interesting thing in this class is we learned that only 0.14% of our DNA is different between ethnic groups.
但是根据我们的那个学习来看呢，原来我们只有很轻微的一点点的那个DNA的不一样。That
means whatever ethnic group you're from, you will share nearly 99.9% of the same DNA.
原来不同肤色、不同种族人呢，他们之间的DNA呢是99.9%是相同的。We're
practically the same, but how often do we take that 0.14% and turn it into something like 90% and treat someone as if they're completely different to us?
但是很奇怪的，我们就把那个0.001%的那种不同呢，我们就看作是99.99%的那个那么重要。
There's always a human tendency to spot the tiny differences between us and other people rather than looking at the things that we share, which are the same between them and us.
我们就把那个我们之间的那个不同的那么轻微的一点点就看得很大很大。
You know, why is it so important to reach out to those who are different to us?
那为什么要向外去扩展我们那个传福音的工作是那么重要的呢？
Because actually, fundamentally, we share a lot of common ground, and I'm going to explain what some of this common ground includes.
因为其实我们大家之间的那个彼此是同样的。我待会会解释为什么大家都是同样的。In
this last part of our passage, after his conversation with Cornelius, Peter starts to preach a sermon.
回到我们那个经文里面呢，当那个彼得向哥利流他们传福音之后呢，他们就一起的。
And if you know Acts, it's actually a sermon we've read before.
这个彼得的讲道我们之前已经读过了。
It's the same sermon that he preached to the Jews after the day of Pentecost, at the beginning of Acts.
就在那个《使徒行传》很前面的几章，我们已经听过彼得向那个犹太人传福音的时候他讲过的。And
in that sermon, he preaches the story of Jesus and finishes by inviting all the listeners to repent and to accept Jesus.
他就讲述耶稣基督的事实，然后就叫他们呢认罪悔改。
And as we read in the last few verses, as Peter finishes the sermon in verse 44, the Gentiles accept this message.
在44节里面，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
And more than that, then they receive the Holy Spirit and start speaking in tongues, exactly in the same way that the Jews did when they heard Peter's original sermon.
这个就跟彼得向犹太人传福音的时候讲的一样，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。And
then in verse 47, when Peter sees this happen, when he sees the similarity between his two sermons,
当彼得发现了两次讲道都出现同样的情况的时候，
he realizes in verse 47, he says, surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have.
所以44节，彼得就说了，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
In that moment, Peter understood the Gentiles are no different to us Jews.
这个时候呢，彼得就发现原来外邦人跟我们是没有分别的。
Like us, they need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
跟我们一样，他们同样的需要接受那个这个福音跟我们同样的受了圣灵的洗。
Like us, they're willing to accept this message.
同样的，跟我们一起的去接受了这段讲道。
And like us, when they accept this message, God still gives them the same Holy Spirit.
他们既受了听了我的讲道，他们就受了圣灵，跟我们一样。
What is common amongst us and all other people, actually?
所以呢，我们跟其他人是没有分别的，就像那个外邦人跟犹太人是没有分别的。
First of all, we all need a savior in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what color you are or what background you come from. We are all sinners and desperately need Jesus.
所以啊，我们同样都是罪人，无论我们是什么种族、什么肤色的人，我们同样需要接受神的拯救，接受救恩。
So why do we need to share the gospel with people of different backgrounds?
所以为什么我们要把那个福音跟那些不同种族、不同文化背景的人分享呢？
Because just like us, they risk eternal separation from God if they don't receive it.
同样的，就是因为他们没有跟神的那个信息跟神的那个拯救分开的时候。
If we just do mission to people who are like us, how many people are we denying the gospel in doing that?
就像我们一样，很多人呢都拒绝了上帝那个福音所以呢听不到神的福音。
Just imagine one day on Judgment Day, God asks you, "Why did you not tell this person or that person about me when you had the chance?"
所以呢，当我们有机会的时候，为什么我不把福音呢传给这些没有听过福音的人的他的身上呢？
What are we going to say? Because of the color of their skin, or because they speak the wrong language, or because they don't wear the right clothes, they don't have the right job?
难道是因为他们不同肤色，他们穿着跟我们不一样吗？
We know we can't do that.
我们知道我们不能这样。
So we have to share God's love with not just the people we like, but and not just the people that we choose.
所以我们知道我们把神的爱应该要跟他们共享。
Finally, one last common aspect that I want us to appreciate amongst different people.
最后一点呢，是我们人与人之间的一个共同点，就是。
And we talked about it just now. Just as the Jews received the Holy Spirit, the Gentiles also received the Holy Spirit after they accepted Christ.
就像那些外邦人一样，他们既受了圣灵，跟他们一样，所以呢，他们就可以同样的接受这个水礼。同样的成为主的信徒。
And you see the Holy Spirit allows, gives them gifts as well. They start speaking in tongues. They have spiritual gifts.
他们就跟我们一样的接受了圣灵。
It's a reminder that God gives spiritual gifts or gifts to everyone that accepts Him.
所以我们知道就是所有人都可以有机会可以领受圣灵。
Whether you're Jewish or Gentile or Chinese or whatever, God wants to, has given us a gift in which we can use to serve the church.
所以呢，无论我们是中国人啊，是外邦人啊，是什么人啊，都可以同样接受了神给我们一些恩赐。
So we want to welcome as many people we can into the Christian faith so that their gifts can be realized and brought to serve one another as well.
所以我们应该接受这些不同种族的人啊，跟我们一同服侍神。因为他们同样有他们的恩赐的。
When we just preach to those people we want to, we actually turn away all the other gifts that other Christians from different backgrounds could bring us.
假如我们拒绝了他们，就等于拒绝了他们从神所领受的恩赐的。
The Christian life, the Christian faith, the Christian church is experienced best when everyone can come and bring their gifts to serve each other.
所以基督教的信仰，基督教的教会是欢迎每一个人，他们都有机会用他们的恩赐来服侍这个教会的。
The best way to describe this to you is to talk about potluck.
最好描写这个就是 potluck.
The best potluck is when everyone brings something and everyone brings something different.
就是每一个人都可以带一些不同的东西来到。
The worst potlucks are only when one person brings something or when everyone brings the same thing, like everyone brings rice or salad.
就像我们分享食物的时候，假如我们每个人都带米饭来的话，你想想看会是怎么样的一种情景。
The best is
所以最好就是每个人都带不同的食物来分享。
The best is when everyone can bring something and bring something unique.
所以啊，最好的就是每个人都带一些特殊的东西来一起大家分享。
And that's the same with God's church, the whole universal church.
同样的，一个教会里面也应该有不同的人，有不同的恩赐，一同来服侍。
It's best experience when we let everyone bring their gifts.
就好像我们每个人都有带不同的食物来分享一样。
But crucially, that can only happen when we do mission to people of all different backgrounds, of all different types.
这个事情之所以能发生，就因为我们能够接受这些不同的肤色、不同文化背景的人都来到教会里面一样。
So just to summarize today.
这就是我们今天所要讲的我做一个简单的那个总结。
As we think about doing mission to people who are different to us, let's remember.
当我们向不同种族、不同文化背景的人传福音的时候，我们要记住这一点。
First of all, God has no favorites.
上帝是没有那个种族歧视的，他对每一个人都是同等看待的。
Let's be aware of our prejudices.
我们要注意，我们对人不应该存有偏见。
Let's try and step out our comfort zone, even if we might.Be rejected.
我们要踏出我们那个安乐窝，虽然我们可能会受到拒绝。
Fine, let's appreciate our common humanity.
我们要欣赏每一个人的那个共同的价值。
If we start doing this, maybe we can start bringing healing first of all in the church.
我们能够这样做的话，可能就对我们教会呢就会带来很好的一个治疗的效果。
And through that, maybe we can start bringing healing.To the world.
甚至我们可能对这个世界会造成一种治疗的效果。
Amen.
Amen.